majority Muslims are becoming less defensive about their faith. Scary possibilities surround the Ebola outbreak. And as the holiday season approaches, there's something you need to remember. We'll explain what it is next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As United States President Barack Obama admits to underestimating ISIS, the Islamic State has taken more territory. That's a blow to ISIS victims forced from their homes. Voice of the Martyrs is helping the displaced in Iraq. VOM's Todd Nettleton just returned from there, where more than a million are displaced.
They don't have a lot of hope. Now, almost everyone we talked about leaving Iraq and going someplace safe.
Through local church partners, VOM is providing food, clothing, shelter, and scripture to those in need. According to Nettleton, this isn't only providing outreach to non-Muslims, but also Muslims. He says outreach workers are seeing something new.
Muslims are far less defensive about Islam. Muslims know that ISIS is representing Islam, and they can't defend that. They are much more open to at least listening to the gospel.
You can get a special Nazarene symbol t-shirt and support VOM. Just find the link at missionnetworknews.org. Next, the number of Ebola deaths continues to rise, and the number of underreported cases could be just as staggering. Vaccines are being developed, and U.S. troops have boots on the ground, and so does Living Water International. But is it enough? Mike Mantell of LWI says,
as we continue to educate and engage with the church in a very real way can help stop Ebola, as well as respond to the openness that people have for the gospel because of the tragedy.
Their double-sided approach to the outbreak calls for your help. Support ministries working on the ground to fight more cases. Second, pray for the teams of LWI.
They ask for our prayers that the truth of the gospel will shine through, that the Lord will intervene, that knowledge will spread, that teams will work together, that NGOs, the government, and the church will work together. There's no more powerful response than prayer.
This is Mission Network News. MNN's Katie Haar shares another update from the Missio Nexus Leadership Conference.
While globalization is one of the key issues here at the conference, so is urbanization, the movement of people from remote locations into the city. Laurel Verberg of World Mission shares why their audio scripture device, The Treasure, is perfect for both settings.
Small group ministry is huge in churches. And if you're talking about urbanization where people that are coming from remote areas are coming in mass, illiteracy is still an issue. No matter what your mission is, chances are the population you're working with is going to respond to an audio scripture. So The Treasure is a great tool for doing that.
Get the rest of this story at missionnetworknews.org. Pray mission groups that need resources like The Treasure get connected with World Mission. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Meanwhile, it's Bible Translation Day. Nearly 50 years ago, the U.S. Congress designated September 30th as a day to honor the work of Bible translation around the world. Wycliffe Bible Translators USA shares the state of worldwide Bible translation today at our website. Find out how many people are hearing God's Word for the first time in their heart language. Then celebrate with Wycliffe by sharing those stats and stories on Facebook or Twitter. And some of you are going to hate this, but holiday busyness is just around the corner. Whether that causes you a bit of stress or some excitement, well, there's something you need to know. Baptist Global Response tells us about a safe home for abused women in South Asia. These women struggle to feel they belong anywhere, and well, the holidays are difficult as they watch families celebrate. Pray that these women would trust God and the plan He has for them. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.